Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we worship and bless your name. We praise you for your greatness is above all. We worship your majesty. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for all that you're doing. And we are grateful for what you will still do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Worship your majesty. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the answers we have received to our prayers. We thank you for great things you have done to rescue us from shame and disgrace. Thank you for the battles you fought for us. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs and blessings you have given to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for destroying the works of the devil that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for honoring your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for solving our difficult problems. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light upon us. Thank you for guiding us through the path of righteousness. Thank you for leading us by your Holy Spirit to do your will all the time. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the truth you have taught us. And we thank you for the freedom we have gotten through the knowledge of your truth. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here tonight in your presence to seek your face and to pray. We are here because we believe in you and we trust in you. We are here because we can't do without you and we always need your help. Therefore, Lord, meet with us in your power, in Jesus' name. Touch every life, bless every life, give us the help that we need at this time. Transform our lives with your power, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our midst, and have your way in the lives of everyone here and those that will still join in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you shall do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And I believe the Lord shall answer your prayers. We're going to take some worship songs. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you.
God, you reign forever.
God, you reign forever. You reign in our lives. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Lion of Judah, we worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, God, you reign forever, our Lord, you reign forever. We worship you.
We worship you, Lord.
We worship you.
Your grace, yes, you are only Lord. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead,
you reign in majesty,
you reign in majesty. Mighty God, everything written about you is great.
You are great, yes you are.
You are great, yes you are. Oh, you Lord, you are upon the sea, you raised the dead.
You reign in majesty.
You reign in majesty. Mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great. You are great, 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 oh Lord, you are great, Jesus, you are great, you are great, so great, you are great. Everything written about you is great.
You are the mighty man in battle.
El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah,
you are the mighty man in battle.
El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name.
You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord,
El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi.
You are the mighty man in battle.
El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other name.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Your name is higher than every other names.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher down every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am not the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Lord, be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, oh, he owns my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Your life is worth a living just because he lives. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, I will praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
For this God is our God forever and ever, forever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God is our God. For this God, this Jesus, is our God forever, forever and ever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. He's the Most High. You are the Most High King of glory. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah. You are the Most High. Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Jehovah. Jehovah. You are the Most High, Alpha and Omega. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High, Elohim. You are the Most High God, Miracle Worker. You are the Most High, Mighty Redeemer. You are the Most High God, Waymaker. You are the Most High, Lord of hosts. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High, Mighty Man in Battle. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to thee. I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Begin to worship and bless His name. Worship His majesty. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Praise His name. Honor His name. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of kings. Worship the Lord of lords. Worship the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, and the Self-Sufficient God, the Lord who is strong and mighty, is the Lord who is mighty in battles. He is highly exalted, far above all things, far above everyone. He is highly exalted, far above all His enemies. We praise You, Father. You are greater than the greatest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are higher than the highest. You are wiser than the wisest. We praise You, mighty Redeemer. We praise You, mighty Savior. We praise You, mighty Restorer. We praise You, Lion of the tribe of Judah. We praise You, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of Israel. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, our Father. We praise You, our Lord. Beside You, there is no other God. Before You, there was no other God. We praise You, Father. Be glorified forever. We are so grateful to have You in our lives. For You have done great things. For You keep doing great things. For You cannot fail. For You have not failed and have never failed and can never fail. We worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. Surely You are dependable. You are forever reliable. You give hope to the hopeless. You give strength to the weak. You give power to the powerless. We worship You, Lord. We know we can trust You. For You hold in Your hands our future. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank Him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank You, Lord, for making Your grace to be sufficient in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for making Your grace sufficient for me. Thank You for making Your grace enough for me. Thank you for making your grace sufficient for me concerning doing your will, concerning doing your assignment. Thank you for giving me sufficient grace to do your will. Thank you for giving me sufficient grace to live for you. Thank you for giving me sufficient grace to please you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me sufficient grace to know you and to draw closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the helps and blessings I have received from you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the helps and blessings I have received from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending me help every time I need help. Thank you for blessing me every time I need your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for making your helps and blessings available unto me always. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to thank him for preserving your life from destruction, from deadly attacks of the enemy. You can say, Father, thank you for preserving my life from destruction. Thank you for preserving my life from deadly attacks from my enemies. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for keeping me secured under your wings. Thank you, Father, for keeping my spirit, soul, and body secured under your wings, under your covering, under your shelter. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great things you have prepared for me. And thank you because you shall release all of them into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. Begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for great things you have packaged for me. And thank you because you shall release them into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you shall release into my life great things, great miracles, great signs and wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making ways for me to move forward. Thank you for making ways for me to succeed, to prosper, and to make progress. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me to prosper, to succeed, to move forward, and to excel. Thank you, Lord, for making ways for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making ways for my career, for my talent, for my skills to prosper. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making ways for my talent, for my skills, for my career to prosper and be heard. Thank you, Lord, for making ways for my calling to prosper in the earth. Thank you for making ways for my gifts to prosper in the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon me in your mercy. Forgive my sins. Remember your promises for my life and fulfill them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, look upon me in your mercy. Look upon my life. Look upon my life in your mercy. Look upon me in your mercy and forgive my sins and remember your plans and promises for my life. And fulfill them all. Remember your plans. Remember your promises for my life and perform them all by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, remember me in your mercy. Remember your promises for my life. By your mercy and fulfill them. Forgive my sins. Pardon my iniquities. And remember me now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, forgive my sins. by your mercy. Pardon my iniquities by your mercy. Remember your promises for my life and perform them in the name of Jesus. Remember your will. Remember your plans for my life. Remember your will for my life and perform them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove from my life everything that is not giving glory and honor to your name in my life. Say, Father, remove from my life or put from my life everything that is not giving glory and honor to your name in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Uproot from my life everything that is in my life that is not bringing glory to your name. Everything that is in my life that is not bringing honor to your name. Every negative character, every negative habit, every negative attitude, every negative lifestyle that is not bringing glory and honor to your name, Father, uproot them now from our life in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness, every work of the devil in my life that is not bringing glory and honor to your name, Father, uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Every sickness, every disease in my life that cannot bring glory and honor to your name, oh Lord, uproot them now. Every negative situation created by the devil, oh Lord, uproot them from my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything the devil is doing in my life to make glory and honor far from my life. To take away glory and honor from my life. To stop your name being honored in my life. Oh Lord, terminate those works of the devil right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, deposit great virtues and treasures into my life that will bring great glory and honor to your name. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deposit great virtues and great treasures into my life that will glorify your name in the earth. Father, deposit them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus, great spiritual gifts, great treasures, great virtues that will bring glory and honor to your name. Oh Lord, deposit them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Great virtues, great grace, great spiritual gifts, great treasures that will make your name to be glorified through my life in the earth, that will make your name to be honored through my life in the earth. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, deposit them now into my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. I want you to know that this coming year, this coming new year is not for the weak, is not for those that are spiritually weak, and is not for those that are prayerless. Yeah, so if you are weak spiritually now, you must find strength now. And if you have not been prayerful, you must stop that now. Yeah, because the whole world have entered into the era of God's judgment. Yeah, there's going to be more of God's judgment in as we proceed into the new year. There's going to be more of God's judgment. We're going to see more judgment than we have seen in this year. So that is why you have to be prayerful, because if you're not prayerful, Satan is going to make you sin against God. And if you sin against God, God is going to judge you without showing mercy. So it is your prayerfulness that will enable you to remain in righteousness, because there will be high level of temptations, and a lot of Christians will fall into sin, and as they fall, God will judge them. Yeah. God is not going to show them mercy, because he has been warning them for a very long time. So you're going to pray. But the secret to escaping God's judgment is, number one, to be strong spiritually, to be strong in your faith, to be strong in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. And number two, to be very prayerful. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me into a strong Christian. that cannot be deceived by darkness, and that cannot be seduced to fall into sin. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make me into a strong Christian. Make me into a strong Christian that cannot be deceived by sin, that cannot be deceived by demons. Make me into a strong Christian that cannot be seduced to sin against God. Make me into a strong Christian that cannot be lured into sin, into disobedience, into unrighteousness. Make me into a strong Christian right now. Continue to pray like that. He said, make me into a strong Christian that cannot be overcome by sin and unrighteousness. Make me a strong Christian that Satan cannot conquer. Make me a strong Christian that sin cannot conquer. Make me to a strong Christian that worldliness cannot conquer. Make me into a strong Christian that the darkness in this world cannot overcome. Holy Spirit, make me into a strong Christian right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me in my spirit. Strengthen me in my body and soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Another thing that you need to take note of as you enter into the new year is the fact that God is going to reward those that are faithful and committed to spiritual things. Yeah, God is going to reward them greatly. So just put it in mind that if you commit yourself to spiritual things, you're going to get rewards. And if you also commit yourself to things that are carnal, I mean, to doing carnal things or worldly things and sinful things, you also get rewards. Yeah, but the rewards you will get when you are committed to dark things is instant judgment from God. But I am not praying for that. I am not praying for you that you would dedicate yourself to doing dark things. I am praying that you will do the opposite. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to renew my commitment to you and your work and your kingdom. Help me to renew my commitment and dedication to you as I journey into the next year. Help me to sit down and renew my commitment to you and renew my dedication to you and renew my faithfulness to you. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, help me to renew my commitment to you and to your things and to your kingdom. Help me to give all my heart to follow your word. Help me to give all my heart to following your ways. Help me to give all my heart to obeying your voice, to obey your will. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to renew my trust, my faith, my commitment, my dedication to you. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help me to take serving you very serious. Help me to take pleasing you very serious. Help me to take drawing closer to you very serious. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are entering into a year where God is going to help people destroy their own lives. I mean, people that want their lives to be destroyed, God will help them to destroy their lives. So what I mean is that people that have been getting warnings from God, don't do this. Stop doing this. They will now be helped by God to do those things more. So let's say someone that have been fornicating, and the Spirit of God have been telling the person, stop fornicating. Yeah, so now God is going to help those people to fornicate more so that you'll be able to destroy them very fast. So that is what happens when God's judgment is at work. Yeah. So the bad things that you have refused to stop doing, God will now help you to do it very well so that your destruction can happen very fast. But I am not praying for you to experience that. Yeah, but if you don't repent, that is what is going to happen. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in my heart a hatred for sin and unrighteousness. Create in my heart hatred for worldly things. I want to do your will. I want to live for you. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, create in my heart hatred for righteousness, hatred for evil, for wickedness, hatred for pollution, for worldliness, hatred for uncleanness, hatred for pride, hatred for lust. Create in me hatred for hunger, hatred for bitterness. Create in me hatred for the works of the flesh. Because I want to please you. I want to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Because I want to live for you. Therefore, create in my heart hatred for righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray begin to say, Holy Spirit, create in my heart passion for evangelism and for soul winning, for evangelical activities and for soul winning activities. So Holy Spirit, create in my heart passion for those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Evangelism is not only for pastors or ministers of God. Soul winning is for every Christian, it's for every believer. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So Holy Spirit, create in my soul great passion for evangelical activities and for soul winning activities. Right now in the name of Jesus, create in me fire for evangelism. Fire to that will make me stand up and go out on the streets to preach the gospel of salvation. Create in me fire that will make me to have no rest until I have won souls into God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, ignite such fire in me right now in the name of Jesus. Fire that will keep pushing me to share the gospel to everyone that I see, to everyone that I meet. Fire that will keep pushing me to share the gospel with my friends and with my family members and with my neighbors and with my relatives. Such fire that will keep pushing me to preach Jesus to everyone I come across on daily basis. Holy Spirit, ignite such fire in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you're going to dedicate yourself to serve the Lord diligently and faithfully in this coming year, you're going to see God do great wonders in your life. God is going to assign His angels to do great and mighty works in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me a business to do for God. Give me assignments to do for God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me business to do for God. Give me assignments to do for God. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, I want to serve God with diligence. I want to spend my energy to serve God. I want to spend my time to serve God. Holy Spirit, give me work to do for God. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. A lot of Christians today are useless to heaven, useless to God and heaven. And I don't want you to be among such Christians. So Holy Spirit, give me business to do for God. So I want to spend my strength and energy and time to work for God. Holy Spirit, guide me into God's work. Guide me into doing God's work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to remove my focus and attention and concentration from things that doesn't profit your kingdom. And help me to focus on things that are profitable to your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Whatever is taking your time, whatever is taking much of your time, if that thing is not profitable to heaven, you must stop doing that thing. Say, help me, Father, to withdraw my focus and attention from things that doesn't bring profits to your kingdom. Help me to remove my focus from them. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to withdraw my focus and attention and concentration from things that are not profiting you and heaven. Help me, O Lord, to focus diligently on things that are profitable to your kingdom. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, another thing that you need to keep in mind as you journey into the new year is that there are friends that Satan will use to influence you to do what is wrong. Yeah. So, and the way of escape is that you should influence them first before they influence you. Yeah. So, there are people that are in the circle or carcass of your friends. And Satan is going to use them to influence you to do what is wrong. But how you are going to escape is you start influencing them now. All your friends and everyone around you start to influence them to do right, to do what is right, to serve God. And if they don't want to serve your God, let them leave. And because if you don't do that, they are the ones that will influence you. And they are the ones that will turn you against God and against righteousness. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Holy Spirit, ignite in me fire that will enable me influence everyone around me to follow Jesus. Fire that will enable me influence my friends, neighbors, and everyone around me, family members, to serve Jesus and to follow Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It said they touch the negligence. Holy Spirit, stir up in me fire. Baptize me with fire that will enable me influence everyone in my life and everyone around me to serve Jesus and to please Jesus in the name of Jesus. Fill me with fire that will make me influence people around me to serve Jesus in the name of Jesus, such that when I'm around them, I will not be quiet about talking about Jesus. Put in a fire that will make me influence others around me to serve Jesus, to know Jesus, and to please Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just the same way God has created a beautiful and glorious future for you, the kingdom of darkness, they also have a future prepared for you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk in the path you have set before me that will take me into the future you have prepared for me. Help me to walk in the path you have set before me, the path that will take me into the future you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to tread on that path in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to tread on that path. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, to walk in the path you have set before me, even the path that will take me into the future you have prepared for me. Help me, O Lord, to walk on that path. Do not allow me step out of that path in the name of Jesus. Do not allow me step out on the path you have set before me to take me to the future you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I receive the anointing to see into the invisible realms and into the spiritual realms. You're going to say, I receive the anointing. I receive the Holy Ghost anointing to see into the invisible realms and into the spiritual realms so that I will be wiser than my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to see into the invisible realms and into the spiritual world so that I will be wiser than my enemies. In the name of Jesus. So that I will be wiser than my enemies. So that I will be victorious in spiritual warfare. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing right now. I receive the anointing right now. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost recreate my eyes. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost transform my eyes to see into the invisible realms. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost transform my eyes to see into the spiritual realms, so that I can be wiser than my enemies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out of every captivity of darkness, and I receive the power to never return into that captivity. You're going to say, I come out of every captivity of darkness, and I receive power to never return into the captivity. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The real deliverance is not in coming out of captivity, is in you not returning back. Is in you staying free. That is real deliverance. Staying free. Not just being free, but staying free. Begin to say, I come out of every captivity of darkness, and I receive power to remain in freedom. I receive power to remain free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive power to remain free. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing and authority to set the captives free. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing and authority to set the captives free. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the anointing and authority to set the captives free. The authority to set those that have been bound by Satan free, I receive it now. The power to free those that have been captured by demons, by sin, by darkness, by sickness and disease, I receive the power right now. I believe you're praying like that. The authority to set the captives free. The authority to help people come out of their bondages. I receive the authority now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray another thing you need to keep in mind as you enter into the new year is to be full of discernment. That is, you have to be full of the spirit of discernment. So, which implies that don't just believe anything you have not discerned in your spirit as the truth. And because Satan is going to be spreading lies to deceive many, so you must be able to discern the truth from lies. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace and ability to discern right from wrong, to discern light from darkness, to discern the truth from lies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace an ability to discern the truth from the mist of lies. You're going to say, I receive grace and ability to discern the right from wrong in the name of Jesus. I receive grace and ability to be able to separate light from darkness. I receive grace for strong discernment in my spirit. I receive grace for strong discernment in my soul. I receive grace for strong discernment in my mind. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace right now. I receive the grace right now. The grace to be full of discernment. In the name of Jesus, the grace to be able to separate what is of God from what is not of God. The grace that will enable me to know who is of God and who is not of God. I receive the grace right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, from this day onwards, I shall be stronger than my weaknesses by the strength of the Lord. You need to say, from this day onwards, I shall be stronger than my weaknesses by the strength of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. From this day onwards, I shall be stronger stronger than my weaknesses by the strength of the Lord. By the intervention of the strength of the Lord, by the operation of the strength of the Lord, I shall be stronger than my weaknesses. From this day onwards, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy the agenda and oppression of agents of Satan to initiate me into deep darkness. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy the agenda and oppression of agents of Satan to initiate me into deep darkness. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy the agenda and oppression of satanic agents. The agenda and activities of satanic agents to initiate my spirit into deep darkness, to initiate my soul into deep darkness. Blood of Jesus, destroy them all right now. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, shut down every portal of darkness that is allowing demons and agents of Satan to enter into my dreams and attack me. You can say, Blood of Jesus, shut down every portal of darkness that is giving access to demons and agents of Satan to enter into my dreams and attack me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Blood of Jesus, shut down those portals. I believe you're praying. Shut down every portal of darkness. Shut down every portal of darkness that is giving access to serpents and scorpions, that is giving access to devils, that is giving access to agents of Satan to enter into my dreams and attack me and oppress me. Blood of Jesus, close up those portals forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, shut them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every battle that have persisted in my life for you. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let God's hunger destroy every battle from hell that have persisted in my life for so long. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every battle from the witchcraft realms, every battle from the witchcraft covers, every battle from hell, every battle from realms of darkness that have persisted for so long in my life, that have persisted for so long in my destiny, in my calling. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, let your terror fall upon the gathering of my enemies. You're going to say, Almighty God, let your terror fall upon the camp of my enemies. And let them be scattered. Let them run in fear. Let them run away from me in fear. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Say, Almighty God, release upon the gathering of my enemies your great terror, and let my enemies run away from me with fear. Let my enemies run away from me in fear, in trembling. Let them run away from my life trembling because of your terror. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your great terror. Release your great terror upon the camp of my enemies, upon the gathering of my enemies, upon the network of my enemies. And let your terrors scatter them. Let your terrors scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Are you going to pray prophetically on yourself? You've been saying the name of Jesus from this day onwards. Failure is not my portion. You've been saying the name of Jesus from this day onwards. Failure is not my portion. Set back is not my portion. Slavery is not my portion. I begin to say, I walk in God's dominion. Open your mouth up and begin to speak like that. Begin to speak like that. Say in the name of Jesus from this day onwards. Failure is not my portion. Failure shall not be my portion. Failure shall never be my portion. Backwardness shall never be my portion. Slavery shall never be my portion. Hardship, shame, reproach shall never be my portion. I enter into the realm of God's dominion. I enter into the realm of God's victory. I enter into the realm of God's power. In the name of Jesus, I enter into the realm of God's authority. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I command the physical manifestation of God's blessings in my life. God's blessings for my life. I command them to manifest physically now in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. See, I command the physical manifestation of God's blessings for my life. I command them to appear in my life right now. I command the blessings of God for my life. The blessings of God that have already been released for me, I command them to manifest physically right now. In the name of Jesus, I command them to manifest. I command them to manifest right now in the name of Jesus. The helps that God have already released into my life, I command them to manifest physically in my life right now, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Pray with the authority that you have in Jesus. Speak with the authority that you have in Jesus. See, I command the physical manifestation of God's blessings for my life right now. I command that they manifest now in my life in the name of Jesus. And I command every spirit of delay stopping their manifestation to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of excellence that will enable me succeed at the best level. Open your mouth and pray like that. I believe you understand the meaning of that prayer. Say, I receive the spirit of excellence that will make me succeed in everything I do at the best level. The spirit of excellence that will make me prosper in everything I do at the best level. I receive the spirit of excellence now in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of excellence right now that will make me prosper at the best level, that will make me succeed at the best level, that will make me succeed in my career at the best level, that will make me succeed in my ministry at the best level, that will make me succeed in my family, in my calling, in my marriage at the best level, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. I believe you're not tired of praying. Raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of the covenant you established with me through the blood of Jesus. I repeat, you're going to say, Father, by the reason of the covenant you established with me in the blood of Jesus, or through the blood of Jesus, let everything you created, whether they are visible or invisible, begin to work together to fulfill your plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of the covenant you have made with me through the blood of Jesus, let everything you have created, whether they are visible or invisible, or physical or spiritual, let them begin to work together right now to perform your will in my life. Let them begin to work together right now to perform your plans in my life, to perform your promises in my life, in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to walk together right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Don't stop. Say, Father, by the reason of the covenant you have made with me through the blood of Jesus, let every living thing and non-living thing, let every visible thing and invisible thing begin to walk together to serve your purpose in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Living and non-living, physical and spiritual, visible and invisible, let all of them begin to work hard for the fulfillment of your will in my life, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we're going to pray 6 more prayer points before we run down. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, descend upon the foundation of my life, and let there be a great shaking in the foundation of my life, and let everything that is wrong in the foundation of my life be corrected. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Visualize your life as a big house and built on a foundation. Visualize your life as a giant tree that has a root. And begin to say, Father, descend upon the root of my life, descend upon the foundation of my life and cause a great shaking and correct everything that I've gone wrong in the foundation of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Balahasha nisuzeshonimela. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Correct everything that has been damaged in the foundation of my life. Father, descend upon the roots of my life. Descend upon the foundation of my life and cause a great shaking and correct everything that I've gone out of place. Everything that I've gone wrong in the foundation of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to encourage others so as to strengthen their faith in God. You're going to say, I receive grace to encourage others so as to strengthen their faith and trust in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to encourage others through my word, through my lifestyle, in the name of Jesus. So I receive grace to be a source of encouragement to others so that their faith in God can be built up, so that their trust in God can be built up. I receive grace to become an encourager to many lives at this time, in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive grace to give hope to those who are losing hope. I receive grace to give faith to those who are losing faith. Begin to say, I receive grace to give hope, to give courage to those who are losing them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You need grace to be able to see everything God is showing you and to be able to see it very clearly. You need that grace as you journey into the new year. Yeah, because God is showing many people things, and some of them, they are not even seeing it at all, because they are blind. And some, they are seeing, but they are not seeing it clearly. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the grace to see everything God is showing me, and to see it very clear. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, fill me with grace. Fill me with grace to see everything God is showing me, and to see them very clear in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, fill me with grace to hear everything God is telling me, and to hear them very clear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, cause me to rejoice greatly concerning the things that have been given me sadness and sorrows. You're going to say, Father, cause me to rejoice greatly concerning the things that have been bringing sadness and sorrow into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me rejoice greatly. Make me to celebrate with great joy concerning the things that have been bringing sorrow and sadness to my soul. Oh Lord, make me rejoice greatly concerning those things. In the name of Jesus, turn my sorrow into joy. In the name of Jesus. Turn my life around. Turn my life around. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. We have two more prayer points. You're going to say, Father, your help. Find me. Let your help find me, even in the same place I am right now. Even in this present state of my life, Father, let your help find me. And let your help be sufficient for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, let your help find me. Even in the same place I am now. Even in the state I am now. Even in the present situation of my life right now. Oh Lord, release your help into my life. And let your help be enough for me. In the name of Jesus, let your help be enough for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, as I journey into the new year, my life shall not be part of what the enemy is doing. My life shall not be part of what darkness is doing, but I shall always be part of what God is doing in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, as I journey into the new year, I shall not in any way partner with what the enemy is doing. I shall not in any way be part of what the dark kingdom are doing in the earth, but I shall be part of what God is doing. I shall be part of what the kingdom of God is doing in the head. In the name of Jesus, I shall not in any way help the devil to succeed in his operations in the head. I shall not in any way support the works of darkness. I shall not in any way help the works of the devil to succeed in the name of Jesus, whether consciously or unconsciously. I shall not in any way, whether knowingly or unknowingly, I shall not in any way be part of what the enemy is doing in the head, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for your compassions. Thank you for your blessings and helps. Thank you for the answers to our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for those things you have already done in our lives. Thank you for the battles you have fought for us and have won for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you reveal your power. I ask that you manifest your power in the lives of your people here right now. And let everything that, every good thing that should have happened in their lives begin to manifest now in the name of Jesus. Let your grace appear in the lives of your people and let success happen in their lives easily. Let progress happen in their lives easily. Let prosperity happen in their lives easily in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall be part of what God is doing in the earth in these last days. You shall be included in the army of the Lord in these last days, and God shall find you useful in his battle against darkness and against his enemies. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that everything God has been showing you before now, but you weren't able to see them, and you weren't able to see them clearly, I decree that from this day onwards, you shall see them, and you shall see them very clearly in the name of Jesus. The spiritual things of God shall be more real and visible to you than the physical things you see around you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the power you need to live a life that is above weaknesses and infirmities and limitations, receive the power right now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open doors for you, even the doors that will lift you up into fulfilling your calling and destiny. May the hand of the Lord open the doors for you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.